The nation's third-largest home shopping network has agreed to stop selling some dietary and healthcare products. The decision follows a Federal Trade Commission investigation into whether the products could burn fat, prevent hair loss, and ease aching muscles. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The settlement between the Federal Trade Commission and Value Vision International could affect thousands of consumers. It came after the FTC says it looked into a variety of health claims made by manufacturers. Daniel Kaufman is an FTC attorney.
We're happy to report that we've reached a settlement with Value Vision for five different products that were sold on Value Vision. There's a couple of weight loss products, a cellulite cream, a hair loss product, and an internal cleanser. And Value Vision will be contacting people who purchased these products through Value Vision and offering full refunds to people that were dissatisfied with their purchases.
One liquid dietary supplement called Weight Perfect Fat Loss Accelerator, made by a Dallas company, purported to be able to help people burn fat in their sleep. Another, called Fight the Fat, is a liquid derived from shellfish. According to its manufacturer, it allowed people to eat fatty foods without weight gain and would also literally melt pounds off. And another firm, Isomers, said its Nutrifirm internal cleanser had the ability to reduce cold symptoms, ease back pain, and help prevent memory loss. However, Kaufman says in none of the cases could the FTC find any hard evidence the products actually worked.
The rules really are, before you make the claims, you have to have the science. And you have to have competent and reliable scientific evidence that your product does what you're saying it does. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a retailer like Value Vision that sells it through the television, or if you're an advertiser on the internet. You have to have the science before you can make the claims.
Regulators say the health and weight loss potions and lotions sold for between $30 and $50 a piece. It's not clear how much money the network could be forced to refund. FTC regulators say that will depend upon how many consumers say they were dissatisfied. Value Vision last month changed its name to ShopNBC. The network is 40% owned by NBC's parent company, General Electric. The network says it agreed to stop selling the products last year. The network said in the past it relied on manufacturers to provide their own scientific evidence, but will now require manufacturers to provide more reliable information on whether their products actually do work. The shopping network admitted no wrongdoing in the case and said it hasn't received any complaints from consumers. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.